First public hearing before us tonight is a rezoning for 262 Gwendoline Street under file DAZ-224 of 2010.
Okay, our applicant is Mr. Greg Grewal. Come up to the front, please. And just state your name and address for the record.
Hello. Hi, Greg Grewal. Address 64 Raphael, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay. And you're here for rezoning on 262 Gwendoline?
Correct.
Okay. And you've read the report?
I have.
Okay. You want to speak to the issue?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if we take a look at, if you refer to the to page 5 there, I mean, we're surrounded with light manufacturing, auto repair facilities all around there. And in addition to this, if we take a look at the history on the property, this has been a vehicle repair facility since 1969. So, I mean, it's ongoing, and I'm surprised that it's gone through. It's taken 42 years to come to a point where the city to recognize that it is what it is.
Okay.
I have here, I mean, currently it's zoned for residential. It's this is an ongoing auto repair facility. They have a good business. It would be impossible for them to relocate and shut down their business. I mean, they're serving the community for 40 years, and it's an asset for the city, or for the area. It'd be a loss to see it go.
Now, Mr. Grewal, on the report, on the history portion of it, there is talk about the in June 18th of 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So over the last, I guess, 70 years or so, the Board of Adjustment concurred allowing you to do this, but there were some conditions. And to your knowledge, are these being complied to?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any questions of our delegation?
Okay.
Not at this time. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Just want to add a point that you... This is currently zoned residential. If I can give you a picture of the back lane. Here there's an addiction, Community Addiction Foundation kind of, this is a picture of the back lane, just around the corner. I mean, it's currently zoned for multifamily. If you take a look at that picture, I don't know if the building could be torn down and new residential units could be built there. I don't know how appealing it would be to be right next door to a needle drop-off facility.
Oh, okay.
In the back lane there. So, I mean, it's really suited for what it is now.
Good. Okay, I'll just ask you to stand down for the time being.
Thank
you.
You
get a chance to come back up. Next up in support, Ilio Baywell. You wish to speak? Okay, just state your name and address for the record, please, sir.
Ilya Bainov, 611-31 Rochester Street.
Okay.
Just basically, we've been there working since 99, trying to, you know, improve whatever we can. And, you know, like you said, is provide the community service. I mean, to the community, we have some of the customer there who is in the surrounding neighborhoods.
Okay.
And, in our opinion, we improved the property significantly since the time that we moved it in, which was a number of years ago. So, that's pretty much...
How many employees are working there, sir?
Right now, there's 4 people working.
What's the name of the business?
Elias Auto Body.
Elias, okay. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And is there anyone else here in support of the application? Okay, seeing none. There's anyone here in opposition to the application? Let the record reflect there's no one here in opposition. Is anybody here for information to the application? Okay, anybody here for information? I'll call the applicant back up. Is this your business?
No, I'm just representing the vendors of the property.
Okay. All right, so there's no opposition. Now, it's my understanding that if this was rejected, you'd be allowed to exist as a non-conforming use. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, I think it's. I'm just. Thank you very much. Actually, I'll ask you to stand down.
Okay.
I'll just ask the planner here just some information, just for my own benefit and for the benefit of the delegations that are here. This is here because of the secondary plan that took place. Is that the reason why?
The recommendation?
Right.
Yes. The planning branch recommended rejection because the secondary plan states that opportunities for auto-oriented developments should be along parts of McPhillips and Logan Avenue. And that's a policy within the commercial policies.
Okay. And basically with respect to the, and this is more for the applicant's benefit here, if this business actually, if we decided to reject it, and they were existing as a non-conforming use, if for some reason they ceased operations for a period of time, or there was a fire or something like that, then they wouldn't be allowed to continue on.
That's right.
It would revert back to residential.
Yes, then they could only do the uses that are allowed under the existing zoning, which is multiple family.
And if we were to allow them to use this rezoning, then they would have that infinitum, basically.
Then they could carry on, and within the limits of the zoning bylaw, they could increase the intensity of the use. As it stands, under the current zoning, they cannot increase the intensity of use. And if they cease the use for 12 months or the building is severely damaged, say, by fire, then they lose their right to continue.
Now, if this person wanted to sell their if this person, Elias Autobody, the rightful owner of this property, were to sell, what happens then?
It doesn't matter who owns the property.
Oh, okay. As long as it's in use and as long as it's still standing.
That's right.
In use for the same purpose?
Yeah, for that use to carry on, it has to, for that use to continue to be allowed on the site, it has to not be stopped for a period of 12 months or more.
Now, this application is coming forward because of the applicant wanting to rezone it? Or is it coming forward because of something else?
The applicant wants to rezone the land.
Okay. I have a question of the applicant. I can ask a question. So, Mr. Grewal, now that you know that you're sort of grandfathered. This application basically is grandfathered. Mm-hmm. You're sort of a allowable non-conforming use. Mm-hmm. Isn't that sufficient?
Ms. Ratican, the problem there occurs is that when we go sell the building, it's not completely clear with the purchaser that it's a non-conforming use, and they don't completely understand the confines of it. It's been going back and forth. It's been an auto body facility for the last 40 years. I mean, their intention is not to increase capacity. Their intention is just to maintain what they have and continue what they're doing. I mean, on the back side of this property is a warehouse. It's commercial. On the north side, the whole strip of this property is all commercial, yet there is a residential house on one of the lots. So it really doesn't make sense. To me, anyways, it doesn't make sense in that city block to have a residential property zoned commercial, but yet you have a commercial building that's zoned for multifamily. Right? It's just.
So, from a selling standpoint, because you brought it
up.
I mean,
not even from a selling standpoint. They want actual. If it is a commercial use and it's being used as, it should be zoned property, regardless of what it is.
Okay. And it's been in operation for how long again?
1969 is when it started.
42 years.
40.
41 years.
This
yes.
year.
Okay. Yeah, long enough. Longer than you and I.
I have 40, 69.
Okay. All right. Super. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Counselor Edie, can you take the chair?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry. There's some complex history with the approvals of this one, and I need to clarify something.
Please.
Is that the actual use of the auto body repair is grandfathered. It was approved by a variance order that does not have an expiry date. However, the use of selling the vehicles on the lot yes, the accessory vehicle display area and vehicle storage expansion, and as I said, the selling of the cars, that use expired actually in 2008. So I can say that with certainty that it's the auto body use that is grandfathered, but not the other uses. So it looks like, based on the history, that there is no actual right to carry on with the auto sales use, strictly the auto body repair use.
So, clarification, Mr. Donny. So they're currently selling cars in that? That's not on that lot?
It was hard to tell when I went to the site. I didn't see any signs or anything like that. But the Board of Adjustment did approve a variance, a use variance, to allow automobile rental and sales use, rental or sales use, in conjunction with the existing auto repair and service facility use.
To a maximum of 5 vehicles.
Yes, with certain restrictions. Maximum 5 vehicles on the site and
small and medium cars.
Yeah. And garbage enclosure, which is not present. Chain link fence, not with the barbed wire that's on it now. So I just wanted the committee to know that the sales use is not grandfathered.
Do you need a moment to? You have a motion, though?
I had another question of the applicant. Can I continue now?
Yeah, you haven't completed the presentation.
Please.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I call the applicant?
Yeah, thank you.
Back?
Okay, Mr. Grohl. So there is. I'm going to put some conditions on here. I think that basically I have no problem with what you're saying. Okay, in a nutshell. And there is the history of the Board of Adjustment, which is going back 7 years, right? And I'm hearing Mr. Doney saying there's a barbed wire fence. So those things aren't really attractive to a residential neighborhood. Okay, so I'm hoping that those can be rectified.
Sure.
And that some of the conditions that are here, I'm going to emphasize them.
Do you have some conditions?
That these put in there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Are you ready to make one?
Yeah, I think this is good.
Do I have to move it all?
Just hold on one second, Mr. Chairman. I'm just going to... Okay, no, actually, my question is... I'm just going to put some conditions. I think that... I don't think they're too onerous. Okay. I'll ask you to stand up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll move the... what is it?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I am prepared to make a motion.
You've already called Councillor Eaton to the chair.
Yeah, all those in favor, contrary, carried.
So that's all I need to say.
Call
just
the question.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to make a motion on that. I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And also the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I'll move first that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
That the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.